Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We prepare now early on a Friday afternoon, February 19th, 2010, a little bit later than usual today. Our message today is titled, The Universal Call. Listen as Brooksine reads two scriptures from the Psalms, Psalm 113, verse 3, and Psalm 48, verse 10.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. As is your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth.
The sun is shining brilliantly today, and the combination of bright sun, clear skies, and reflective snow makes for a very intense light. What a joy to again experience this day the love of God and be a recipient of His grace through Jesus Christ.
We often look out of our front window and view a most stunning sunset over the snowy field, such as we have in our photo that we feature today in our message, and it prompts us to praise God every time. A reader from the Caribbean wrote that she had never seen snow. Well, and that's kind of hard for us to imagine since we both grew up seeing snow. I didn't see a lot of it in Oklahoma, but we did have our wintry snow times. And Stephen saw a little more.
Saw a lot more in the Kansas City area. Yeah. I recall making igloos and snowmen and so forth.
But during our adult life, since our marriage in 1976, we moved a year later to the Northeast, and we have always lived in locations with plenty of snow.
And actually, that first winter, we had a lot of snow in Springfield, too.
Yeah.
We enjoy the changing of seasons, including wintry seasons of snow, although I think many of us are ready for a thaw now. Along the road, the snow is dirty and looks old. We saw this sign for free snow, and we've got a photo of it today, yesterday, on an Amish farm. Well, we doubt if there are any takers for it, but perhaps they could ship it out to the Olympics and it would be free for the hauling. We often sung the first daily scripture as young Christians in the 70s. We like to sing scripture verses set to music, as it's a great way to memorize the Word of God. And that verse is, again, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. What an interesting way the psalmist expresses the universal call to praise the name of the Lord to all the people on this planet.
This call is not limited geographically, for each part of planet Earth experiences the rising and the setting of the sun. It's not limited to a specific time, for this event happens daily, and in fact is always happening. This call is not limited to a specific people, for all peoples on Earth today live where the sun rises and sets. Now, some astute observer will probably point out that there are certain times of the year when the sun never sets at the polar regions.
And they could just praise the Lord all the time up there. We have many choices today. Some are relatively inconsequential. Others are very important. But the most important choice we can make is that we will love and serve God. And one way we can do that is by joining millions of our redeemed brothers and sisters on this earth in praising the name of the Lord. Let us declare,
as is your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Let's pray together. Father, from the time we awaken to the time we lie down, we declare that you are worthy to be praised. Your name is exalted far above the earth, your worth much greater than any jewels. Help us not to be people who use the same tongue for cursing and praises. Instead, we want to use our tongues for praising you, our Lord and Father, and uplifting those created in your image. Be glorified in our lives so that we bring praise and glory to you this day and each day. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us today for our Friday, February 19th, 2010, podcast for dailyencouragement.net. Our resources are on the web. You heard us allude to some pictures today, and they are on our site for this message that we've prepared. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And since we post them each day, if you're not looking at the message either Friday or actually throughout the weekend, since we don't prepare them throughout the weekend, just use the previous message to go back to the message dated February 19th. Well, today we also suggest a couple of songs, and one, it's a local church version of the song that we did sing many years ago, From the Rising of the Sun. At least it's very similar if it's not the same. And then we suggest a song by Paul Baloche titled Your Name, which we've used periodically, but it's a beautiful song of praise. Thanks again for joining us, and may you be filled with God's encouragement today, and may you continue to praise the name of the Lord.